Yes, we are ready for the declaration of the result, and Owen Collister is the returning officer.
As the returning officer for Castletown, I wish to report the result of today's election. I will give the names in alphabetical order. Barrow, 451. Cubbon, Richard, 645. Farragher, Dorothy, 257. Leather, Colin, 2366. Ludford Brooks, Jeremy Martin Vivian, 299. McAleer, Richard Stephen, 503. Parnell, David John, 440. Quine, Carol, 342. And Quine, James, 168. So I declare that Barrow, Cubbon, Leather, Ludford Brooks, McAleer, Parnell and Carol Quine are to serve for 4 years on Castletown Town Commissioners. The poll was 40.85%, and I have to say that was a very good poll for the type of day it was here this morning. It was really, really terrible. And my thanks and congratulations to everybody.
So a round of applause, but that really is a big signal for change in Castletown here, because Dorothy Elizabeth Farragher, one of the commissioners seeking re-election, has been not voted in, as has James Douglas Quine. So if you take in that we had four commissioners not standing for re-election, Alwyn Collister, Kevin Weir, Andrew Thomas and Peter Hill Heaton, add to that Dorothy Farragher and James Douglas Quine, that is six of the previous board of nine who aren't in. So there are therefore quite a lot of new blood on the Castletown commissioners. Well, let's go and get some reaction. We have beaten 10 o'clock. There's great satisfaction here. But we'll just go in and see if we can find James Cubbon, but he's popped out, has he? Right, thank you very much. But we'll just dive in here and get a word with Richard McAleer, who's there was a board of nine. There's only three from that board of nine that are going to be on the new commission. So that's a real vote for change.
It is, actually, yes. And I'm not surprised that Jimmy Cubbon did so well, because he's a very strong candidate, and 645 votes, that's phenomenal. Really is. Yeah.
What do you do now, though? What are the big tasks? The people have said they want new blood, they want change. And when I was talking to people in Castletown, they wanted everybody rowing in the same direction rather than fighting against each other.
Well, I think for that team you got there now, they will row in the same direction. It's a positive board there, and hopefully we'll get things moving.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Let's go and have a word with James Cubbon. I'm more used to calling him Jimmy Cubbon, Jimmy, though. Would prefer the Jimmy?
Jimmy, yes, please, sir.
Well, congratulations. Top of the poll. Did you expect that?
Didn't expect that. Just hoped to get into him, to be honest. You know, I don't live in Castletown. I live in Duck Street in Ballybeg on the Southern 100 course, but, you know, I'm from a Castletown family. So I'm delighted, delighted. I'm very excited about the future.
What do you see as the big issues? Because that vote from the people really is a vote for change.
Yeah, absolutely. Castletown has had its low years, and there's a lot of negativity around the town, and I'm really excited. I think there's a few things about to happen. The likes of Costa coming in is the kickstart Castletown needs, and I want to see these streets busy again. I want to see this town busy. I want to see events on in that square. The square's great. It's had its critics. I think it's great. It's clean. It's fresh. Let's get Castletown started again.
Only three of the past commissioners will be on the reduced board now of seven. There are four new commissioners. I mean, the people have had a big say here.
Absolutely.
They aren't happy.
No, and there's some young people there. Dave Parnell summed it up well the other night, that you're picking a team, and I think it's a good team, and I'm really excited to be working with some of these people.
Thanks very much, and congratulations. And just going to get a word as well with Colin Leather. Colin, the old commissioners have had a bit of a kicking here, haven't they? You're one that's escaped.
Yeah, but I'm glad to be here again for another 4 years. Do our best for the town. We start again with a new team. I'm sure this team's going to work really well together, just like the last one. And it's all for the good of Castletown.
And what do you see as the big priorities for the next 4 years?
Definitely sorting out the town centre. trying to get some footfall back into the town so we can get our economy moving. It already is. New shops coming into the town, new businesses coming into the town. Carry on pushing for that. Carry on pushing for some more housing for everybody. The School Hill development starts again, starts in 3 years' time, and that will hopefully put that in the same scale as Janet's Corner. And we just move on. That's basically, Castletown is back in business.
Thanks very much, Colin Leather. And do you want those figures again for Castletown before I hand back to the studio? James Daniel Barrow, 451. James Richard Cubbin, top of the pops here, 645. Dorothy Elizabeth Farragher, 257. Colin Leather, 366. Jeremy Martin, Vivian Ludford Brooks, 299. Richard Stephen McAleer, 503. David John Parnell, 440. Carol Barbara Quine, 342, and James Douglas Quine, 168. So of the nine standing, the ones that don't get in are Dorothy Elizabeth Farragher and James Douglas Quine. Back to the studio.